Let's bring in the hero of last night's game, Jonathan Osorio. Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Congratulations. I reading the description of the goal, watching the goal, and trying to write down a description of it myself, you know, I've got a back-heeled goal, the inside of your left foot. That's about the best I can do. What went through your mind when the ball gets there? Like, how are you? I've got to think it's all instinct and as much as anything else, but it has to be a little bit of planning in that too, isn't there?
I mean, there's not much planning you can do in that split second. I think I'm just waiting for that. First of all, sorry. Hi, guys. Thank you for having me. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. Yeah, there's not much planning you can do. I was just waiting for a cross and trying to get my foot on it anyway. I missed actually a chance in front of goal earlier, so it was my it was my chance to redeem myself, and the ball kind of came behind, so it was kind of just, you know, I guess any footballer's instincts to, you know, get it on end any way possible. And the only way was for me to kind of backheel it with, or side backheel it, whatever you want to call it, with my left foot. And I tried to put as much power as I could on it. So I knew if I got it on net, something good would happen. And that's what I was trying to do.
What was it, hey, Jonathan, how did that match feel last night? You know, it's obviously you guys are trying to do something no MLS team has done before. You know, facing that side at home, you played in a lot of, look, there have been a lot of big games in recent TFC history. How did that one stack up?
Oh, this one is definitely stacks up there with the big ones. It had an atmosphere and a feeling as if it was a final. The intensity was very high. The quality was high. This is one of the highest quality games I've ever played in, for sure. And it was exciting. It was very exciting and great to be a part of, honestly. I'm sure anybody, if you ask anybody wishes that every game was like that. Those are the games everybody gets up for. So, it was just amazing to be a part of.
I was going to say, and for you personally, to be able, you know, if you talk to any athlete in any sport, they love to be able to raise their game against guys, you know, the teams that come in of really high quality. And I would have to think for you personally, that was one of the takeaways from the night as well. The fact that you, not just you, but your team, you were able to play well against a really good team. You were able to raise, it's not like they lowered their level or anything like that. They played pretty well. You guys were able to raise your level and match them. Like, that says a lot about this team.
Yeah, I mean, we've been saying it. We really believe that we're one of the top teams in this region and on this side of the planet. So, you know, we have it in us. We know we have it in us. We know we have the quality on the team. Every single guy on this team believes that. This team, it was very easy to raise it up to that level. And we knew that we have to raise our level in order to beat this team, because this team is not going to lower their level in this kind of competition. You know, they've been close. They've come up just a bit short the last two times in this competition, and I know they're hungry to win. So, you know, we knew it was going to be hard, and we had to bring it. We had to bring our best level last night, and the team did a very, very good job. It was a great performance by our team.
Now the trip to Monterrey, which is going to, Jeff and I were talking before you came on, Jonathan, about the fact that there are plenty of players on your side who have played in hostile environments, whether internationally or for club teams. They probably have a pretty good sense of what it's like to go into a real potboiler environment. But I'm wondering how, you know, that has been the tough part of this competition for MLS teams traditionally, is especially going to Mexico and trying to get a result. You know, again, what are you anticipating, and how, you know, how do you kind of prepare a team mentally, emotionally, to go into a place like that?
I mean, like you said, we have a lot of guys that are very experienced, have played in big games and big CONCACAF games, so I'm sure they'll be talking to the guys that maybe don't have as much experience. They'll be talking about maybe the type of emotions that could come during the game and how to react when that happens, because I expect a very, very hostile environment. I expect the Tigres to come out with everything they have. So it's going to be a very, very tough game. It definitely won't be the same game that it was here. It'll be a little bit different, but you know, we're up for it, and we know what's at stake. We know we're prepared for anything that comes our way down there. And, yeah, we know it's going to be tough. And I think our the most important thing is to handle our emotions in the best way during the game, because, you know, the fans will get into the game and they'll try to make it seem like, you know, you're under pressure when maybe you're not. So it's about, you know, feeling the right thing and making the right decision in the right moments. And we have a lot of experienced guys, so I'm very confident that we'll be able to do it.
In conversation with Jonathan Osorio on the Jeff Blair Show, you know, if you talk to Greg Vanney and Tim Bezbachenko, they'll say that they saw so much growth in you at the end of last season. And we talked, I interviewed you after the MLS Cup, and we just talked about how, you know, it was obvious that towards the end of the season that Greg had an awful lot of trust in you. You know, Tim mentioned when we talked to him, Jonathan, before the start of the season, that he said he just saw a player who just kind of understood what he had to do to be really successful in a team concept. Do you feel that you know, when you came off that MLS Cup, knowing that you played an important role, not just in that game, but certainly in that series against Columbus, did you feel like it was almost, that was kind of the final step you took, and that this year is just a natural progression from that?
Yeah, I think I'm using the end of last year's confidence. I used it, you know, coming into this season. I never lost it. I think I've always had that in me. I just, you know, it was about proving it. And the last season at the end, you know, last season I went through a lot mentally, and mm-hmm. you know, winning my spot for the Columbus game and for the coach to trust me like that, it was huge. It was huge for my confidence. It was huge for me as a player, and you know, it boosted me to a next level. I think this off season is where I think I found a new level in me, and you know, combined with the experience that I have already, it's all coming together, and it's just a lot of hard work. Honestly, it's a lot of hard work day in and day out, and you know, I know I'm still young and I have a lot to grow still. So, you know, it doesn't stop here for me. I just got to keep going and help the team, and like you said, I just got to find my way in the team, and that's what I'm trying to do, to find my way to be the best possible and the most effective possible.
Jonathan, the Canadian men's national team has a new coach in John Herdman, and I'm just wondering if you've heard from it all, if there's been any communication, if there's been any discussion about what your role on that side might be under John Herdman.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Have you heard anything from John Herdman since he's taken over the Canadian men's national team? Has there been any communication?
Yeah. I've met him once. He came to the stadium. We talked briefly. There's been some communication through email. So, he's very good at communicating. I could say that. And, I know me personally and a lot of guys, we're excited. We're excited to see what this new staff can do. And I feel like they're very organized. It's a very organized staff. And it's definitely what this federation needs. And, you know, we have a big camp, and there's a big camp in Spain against a good team. So, and then there's a lot of important games coming up, which is great for the young squad that we have coming in. So it's going to be good to get all this experience. And I'm sure I'll have, next time I see him, I'll have a really good chat with him, and we'll see how that goes.
Jonathan, listen, we really appreciate you joining us this morning again. Terrific, terrific match last night. Terrific goal. All the best, and go get him in Mexico. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it. Thank you.